Pinna.
I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Hey everyone, I'm Jack Byrne and this is One Small Act. This is the first episode of a new podcast all about kindness. Can you think of a time when someone was kind to you? Maybe a friend gave you money for your school lunch or asked you to join in their game when you were feeling left out. A kind act doesn't have to be big, but it can still make you feel really good. Sometimes it can make you feel so good that it makes you want to do something kind for someone else. In this podcast, we'll hear stories from kids around the world about acts of kindness, big and small. I'll even be talking to some kindness champions to find out what inspired their generous acts. But first, what does kindness mean to you? We asked some kids to share their favourite stories.
I had no one to play with. Someone came up to me and said, "Do you want to play with me?"
When my grandfather suddenly passed away, another student let me know that they had recently been through the same thing and shared with me ways to remember him.
I helped a friend get through a tough time because he just been really hurt.
At school, I bought my friend lunch because he didn't have any money.
She said, you can have a go at making up the games.
So I bring them up to the office. And then he was all better then.
He said, "You're so kind. Thank you very much."
One small act of kindness, like these ones we just heard, can turn into something bigger. This happened to me when I was 10 years old. I was watching the news and I saw these kids who lived on farms really doing it tough. They didn't have a chance to even go to school. No rain came for weeks, months, years. It was crazy, so long that all the farms and families couldn't do anything but work on the farm. I thought, that's not fair. So I went home to Mum and said, "We really need to do something about this." And Mum at first was a bit like, "Oh, do you need a nap, buddy? Like, what's a drought?" And I was like, "No, we really need to do something." So we decided to do a dress-up day at school where kids dressed up as farmers and brought in $5. And it all went from there, getting donations left and right and people really wanting to get involved. We ended up raising $1 million in 6 weeks. Isn't that crazy? And through that one small act, I've met so many amazing people and I've been able to see how far one little bit of kindness can really go. And that's how Fiverr for a Farmer was born.
My friend broke her leg, so I decided to spend my birthday money on buying presents for her to cheer her up.
Last week, there was a prep orientation in the hall, and each older kid was buddied with a prep. And my prep was really worried about, like, speaking in front of lots of people. And I calmed her down, and she was awesome in the end.
So lots of small acts can really add up. And that's why I'm talking to Kath Koshal. She's created a charity called The Kindness Factory, which has inspired more than 2 million acts of kindness. Hey, Kath, how are you?
Hey, Jack, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. So, Kath, can you tell us a bit about The Kindness Factory and, like, how you ended up inspiring so many people?
I just started one day, Jack. I saw a person who needed a little bit of kindness, and I gave them some kindness, just a small act of kindness. I ended up paying for their petrol, and it just got really catchy and grew from there. And it's now, yeah, close to 3 million acts of kindness, which is awesome.
That is awesome. That's super cool. So, Kath, when you were my age, were you so passionate about kindness? Like, has it always been this way?
Jack, I'm not sure I was as kind of a kid as you, but so it was a little bit important to me. But to be honest, I really loved cricket when I was your age. I loved playing cricket with my brothers in the backyard, but I also got quite good at it as well. And ended up playing professionally, which was awesome. And it was like a dream come true for me to be able to do that, which was great. But when I was 23 years old, I actually broke my back. Which left me paralyzed and I couldn't walk or do any of the things that I'd really, I guess, built my identity around. And so I was in a wheelchair because I couldn't walk. I couldn't feel my legs or anything like that. And I was at, you know, the elevator, the lift button.
Yeah.
I was at one of them and I actually couldn't reach the button that would get me downstairs to where I needed to go because I didn't have anyone around me helping me at that point in time. And a stranger, a really kind man, walked past and I guess he could see that struggle and he actually pressed the button for me. And it doesn't sound like much, but it actually meant that I could get downstairs where I needed to go, and it allowed my day to be okay. I really understood the power of kindness in that moment.
Kath, that's just such an amazing story. And you've had to work hard, Kath, but clearly you've bounced back now. You're walking again and you're doing amazing things. That's so good to hear. Why do these small acts mean just as much as big acts?
Sometimes we don't know the day that a person's having and how big of an impact kindness can have on someone's life. And even when we're not struggling and we're not having a bad day, we might be having a good day. Imagine what that can do to even make it to make it an even better day. And I think that's why it's so important. It's also free. We don't have to spend any money doing it.
It doesn't cost anything.
Absolutely. I think you're a great example of why small acts are so incredible.
Kindness to me is like if I see someone helping out or if people play with each other fairly.
Kindness is just like something in your body that you should do.
I don't think kindness has to be a really big thing to make a difference. I think it can just be something little, like giving someone a compliment that can make their day.
Jack, I know that you're not someone that I have to convince as to why kindness is important. We met about a year ago and I was absolutely blown away by your story. Thanks so much for doing what you do.
Oh, no, thank you. It's really cool.
Since starting Fiverr for a Farmer, what have you learned about kindness?
Yeah, I guess just seeing like people struggle and that one small act can change their whole day, whether it was a good day or a bad day, it can really make them happy. Like for you, that guy that clicked the button for you that you couldn't reach, that probably changed your day to a good day. And I think it all goes back to like what my mum and dad have been telling me since I was little. You may be small, but your voice is mighty. So I've always taken that along with me and just talked to people like that.
Yeah, and I love how you just took action. So you noticed that the farmers needed help and you just sprung into gear and made it happen. I think that's really inspiring.
Thanks, Kath, and thanks so much for sharing your amazing stories as well.
What kind of things do you think that we're going to be doing in this series?
We're going to meet some really amazing kids who are young and making differences, which is really cool. And we are the future as kids. We're holding up the world.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in the kids. So you guys are the ones that are going to make this world a much better place than what us adults do. So I'm so excited that you're hosting for us and I'm so excited to see what everyone around the world gets up to.
So Kath, what are the different types of kindness we'll be exploring in this podcast?
Yeah, we'll be hearing from kids all around the world with heaps of different acts of kindness. But the themes that we'll be exploring specifically are things like collaboration, and empathy and gratitude and honesty and humility and things like that.
And don't forget, trust and positivity and mindfulness, compassion, self-acceptance, perspective and humour. This is going to be some of the awesome things we're talking about in this podcast. Thank you so much, Kath. I'm really excited.
No worries, Jack. I can't wait to see what everyone gets up to with you at the helm.
So we've heard about all types of kindness in today's episode. And now it's your turn. We want you to go out and do one kind thing for someone. In our next episode, we're talking about compassion. Compassion means caring about others and how they feel. What can you do to be compassionate to someone this week? It might be compassion for a pet, for your friends, for a stranger, or maybe even being compassionate with yourself. And remember, it doesn't have to be big. It can be a small act too. And we want to hear your stories of kindness too. Have your grown-up email contact@pinner.fm so you can tell us about the time you were compassionate. Then we can share your stories in our next episode. Can't wait to hear about all your compassionate acts. See you guys then. Bye. Thanks for listening to today's episode, our very first episode of One Small Act. It was pretty good. Special thanks to our guest today, Kath Koschel. I'm your host, Jack Byrne. See you next time. One Small Act is a Pinner original production in partnership with Kaplan and the Kindness Factory. This podcast is produced by Deadset Studios.
Like what you're hearing? Hear every episode of One Small Act only on Pinna, the only audio on-demand streaming service custom-made for kids 3 to 12, where you can discover tons of awesome podcasts, audiobooks, and music, all screen-free and ad-free. Each episode of One Small Act focuses on one of the 12 attributes of kindness. So what are you waiting for? Head to pinna.fm to continue listening. And be sure to check out some of my other favorites like Dream Breachers, Food Crimes, and Grim Grimmer Grimmest. That's PINNA.FM.